Yo. What's up with it?
It works. Okay, well, great evening, all my great ones. It's your girl, Great Dane, here with another moment. And on tonight's moment, I have a special guest. Yes, say hey.
What up?
So on tonight's moment, we are basically just tapping in on relationships, how they work, how they don't work, dislikes, likes, and all that good shit. So, sir, we're going to start it off with you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start off like this. Are you in a relationship?
You know, that long pause said, hold on.
We just need a straight yes or no. The people want, they want to know.
Yeah.
Okay, so, sir, you're in a relationship. Are you happy in your relationship? 100%. I can't even say 100% because I don't feel like anyone is 100% all the time. But clearly, you're still in a relationship, so therefore, it must be some percentage of happy.
Yeah.
So, you have a percentage of happiness. You're in a relationship. How long have you been with the girl?
For a long time.
What's a long time?
A year.
A year? I think that's fraudulent. You're gonna have to put your real date out there, friend, for us to get to the real meat and potatoes.
Yeah, you know, motherfuckers be trying to put some two together.
Okay. So we'll give you 18 months.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll give you 18 months.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've been in a relationship for a year to 18 months. Y'all live together?
Nope.
By
we
choice?
We did, but it didn't work out.
Okay, so y'all moved into separate areas, but y'all still together?
Yep.
So y'all paid two different sets of bills.
Repeat that again.
Y'all pay two separate sets of bills because, but y'all together.
No.
So you pay the bills.
We don't even live together, so what bills do I gotta pay?
Your own. Shit. Okay, moving on. Y'all don't live together.
Yeah.
I'm paying two separate sets of bills. That's what that just boiled down to.
Well.
Okay, so if you're not moving forward to becoming happier, what are you doing in this relationship?
What am I doing?
Yeah, what are you really doing in this relationship?
As far as what I'm bringing to the table,
what are you bringing to her table? What is she bringing to your table? What is keeping you in this relationship?
I don't even know what it is. This is that. Quite a time, like we being at rock bottom at a point in our life, so it's like me just up and leaving and just me venturing off and doing my own thing. I know that I'm moving at a fast pace now as far as where I want to be at in life, so like even though she ain't catching on and moving at the pace that I'm moving at, I don't want to just be like, oh, bitch, oh, yeah, it's time for me to go because of this, that, and the third. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to feel like a bad person, which...
And that's understandable, but do you feel like y'all are going to reach a level of success together, or are you sticking around because you have history and longevity with this woman?
That's what it is, and that's... I think that's what it is with a lot of the niggas that's in the streets for real. Every nigga in the streets got that one female that they just can't stop messing with, or they been messing with because of the history. He might not feel the sex vibe or chemistry might not be there no more, but it's just the history of things they done been through and all of that, the roller coaster of everything that's been transpiring between the two. And a person just can't leave that and just, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just say it like this. I just can't leave that and just go deal with somebody else.
You know what? You know what I'm going to call that? I'm going to say that's a lot of comfortability. A lot of men get comfortable with a woman that is going to tolerate A, disrespect. Mm-hmm. B, they're going to tolerate inconsistencies. They're going to tolerate not even knowing. They're going to tolerate loving that man more than they loving themselves, so he don't leave them. And that is just not a way to rock out. That's not a way to keep a man. The moment that a man don't love you more than you love him, it's really a waste. A woman is a prize.
She
not
is.
To say that a man is not a wonderful prize to have, because a good black man is so hard to come by. But in the same retrospect, it has to be the right black man for you.
But listen, though. I can be that right man, but like, I'm going to say, a motherfucker look at me like, oh, he too honest, or he doing this and the third for his girl, this and that, this. Like, I don't like that. But like, man, you know, I'm speaking far as like what females was commenting on the previous podcast you had with me. And like, we all being honest and keeping it real, like, 9 out of 10, the females that's saying all of this, who's to say the nigga that you dating ain't doing the same shit that I'm doing? He just ain't keeping it real with you.
Absolutely.
You feel me?
Absolutely.
So like, his bitch might not be doing X, Y, and Z, but like, he see it in you and you doing it. So like, what's that saying again? Whatever you might not do, the next bitch might will. You feel me? Like, and that's what it, and that's how I be like. It might be a period of time when he been dealing with it. It's like, man, damn, she ain't picking up on what the fuck I'm trying to do in life. So me venturing off and me like really going outside the box, going outside the box and really meeting people, dating people, and that and the third, it really expand my horizon and knowing stuff by dealing with people knowing this person. Like, I wasn't able to get that out of my relationship. You feel me? I hop into a relationship with a person who didn't really have them tools in life to really guide a nigga who just came home from the joint and point him in the right direction. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Me, I had all of this in me, though. You feel me? This was already in me. Like, I didn't have to go out there and, like niggas do, oh, the niggas come home to either friends with a pack, with money, this and the third, or a bitch who already on her shit, got her shit together to where he good. I had to learn from the ground up how to move, how to operate, how to listen, observe,
and that's understandable. Here's the next question, though. If by you building yourself back up and you getting yourself back up to the next level, what was she doing when you were doing that? Because you're saying you ventured on to other women and dated other women, and this is how you learned this, and this is how you obtained that. What was she doing when you was growing? Because I feel like I feel like it sounds to me a little bit like you left your partner behind. As you were evolving and getting better, as you were learning, were you teaching? Were you leveling her up to that same level?
I ain't gonna say I was teaching, but I was also getting her to understand, like, man, we can do this, we can do that. But like, it just, she wasn't really feeling it. She wasn't seeing it at that point of time. You feel me?
Right.
She wasn't seeing what I was seeing. She ain't like, when I see a vision, it got something to do with money. I'm. That's where I'm headed. Like, if either you with me or you against me, either you gonna lay down, you gonna stay down. You feel me? Like, that's all it is. So like, it's just, I had a hunger. Like, not just with her. Like, it's a lot of motherfuckers and think that like they just gonna, you know what I'm saying, build like. Get around me and just be like, oh, this is what it's gonna be. No, I have a hunger when I came home. I had goals. I had a lot of stuff. I was like, I'd party, I'd do that and that third, but like, I had that hunger in me. You feel me? Yeah, I fuck with her. I fucked her with her that long way, you feel me? So like, when I was dealing with her, the first thing I told her when I came, I said, man, listen, get yourself established right now because it's going to help us in the long run. I promise to God, I told her that.
And then what happened? If you already encouraged
her
and putting a plan in place, like, you the leader. So why she ain't following?